U.S. Treasury's FinCEN flags 12.7B tied to suspected crypto scams. U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, has identified $12.7 billion tied to suspected crypto scams, according to a September 5th post from CoinBureau citing the agency's findings. The figure reframes a problem that many users still treat as an edge case. Fraud at this scale is a structural feature of how value moves on public blockchains, not a rare accident. The number is large enough to matter, but it needs context before anyone builds a conclusion on it. FinCEN's estimates come from suspicious activity reports, the confidential filings that banks, exchanges, and other regulated firms are required to submit when a transaction looks like it could involve fraud or money laundering. A dollar figure drawn from those reports measures suspected activity that institutions flagged, not losses proven in court. It is a signal of what the compliance system is now catching, which is its own kind of progress. The number reflects detection, not just crime. A rising fraud figure can mean two very different things. It can mean more scams, or it can mean better reporting of scams that were already happening. Both are likely true here, as more crypto activity flows through regulated on-ramps, exchanges, custodians, and card issuers, more of it lands inside a reporting regime that did not fully cover crypto a few years ago. That distinction matters for anyone reading the headline as a reason to avoid digital assets entirely. The $12.7 billion is a snapshot of suspected flows that tripped compliance filters. The money that never touches a regulated institution, the peer-to-peer transfers, and self-hosted wallets outside any bank's view, does not show up in these filings at all. The real total is unknowable. The reported total is a floor, shaped by how much of the market now runs through firms that are legally obligated to watch it. The blockchain's permanence is the attacker's advantage. Card fraud and crypto fraud fail differently. A cloned debit card triggers a chargeback, a frozen account, and a replaced card within days. A crypto transfer to a scammer clears in minutes and cannot be reversed by design. There's no issuer to call, no dispute window, no reversal button. That finality is the property that makes settlement fast and censorship resistant, and it is also the property that fraud rings exploit. This is why the loss numbers compound. Each successful scam is permanent, and stolen funds can be split across dozens of wallets and mixers before a victim finishes filing a report. Blockchain analytics firms can trace those flows, and law enforcement has clawed back funds in some high-profile cases, but recovery remains the exception rather than the rule. The default outcome of a fraudulent crypto transfer is that the money is gone. Practical defenses that actually move the needle. For everyday users, the takeaway is not to abandon crypto, but to treat every outbound transfer as irreversible, because it is. A few habits cut most of the risk. Verify wallet addresses through a second channel before sending anything meaningful, since address poisoning scams rely on you copying a lookalike string. Treat unsolicited support contact, guaranteed return offers, and urgency-driven requests as fraud until proven otherwise. Fraud thrives on speed, so the single most protective move is to slow down. Custody design also shapes exposure. Cards that spend from a self-custody wallet keep funds under your own keys, which removes exchange counterparty risk but puts the full burden of transaction verification on you. Custodial products add an institutional layer that can flag or freeze suspicious activity at the cost of trusting a third party with your balance. Neither model is strictly safer. They move the risk to different places, and knowing which risk you are holding is the point. Spending from stablecoin balances rather than volatile assets removes one variable from the equation, though it does nothing to reverse a transfer once it clears. Payment-focused tools reduce how much crypto you hold in a hot wallet at any moment, which limits the blast radius if a device or seed phrase is ever compromised.